This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So here's the problem when government mandates you to buy something or patronize an industry. The industry or the company that you're forced to patronize gets so big, so fat, so out of control, everybody wants to get their hands in that market to enrich themselves. And they know that the government is going to mandate that the population are forced to have this service or insurance, for this example. And so what happens? Drug manufacturers, drug distributors, and the insurance companies all end up working together trying to get a piece of that pie. And so, yeah, they make it seem like you're getting a cheap drug when you go to the counter to pick up your prescription, but you've already paid for it hand over fist with all the mandated insurance. And so then the drug companies know that, so they manufacture as many drugs as possible, knowing they can push them out, knowing they can give doctors kickbacks, knowing that they can lie about the side effects, or at least not be fully transparent about what they know. In this latest case with Johnson & Johnson, they say that the company was not fully honest about the risk of addiction. And so this Johnson & Johnson's case is just going to be a mile marker, and I think the first domino to fall, as in 48 different states, I believe it is now, with other companies being looked at like Purdue, Teva, distributors like McKesson Corp. and Cardinal Health. See, they're all just part of a corrupt drug system, big pharmaceutical system that has so much money systematically going to it through government mandates that they're just trying to get their hands on as much of it as possible. So maybe this is finally going to stop because people are finally aware of it. People are seeing the negative side effects of the big pharmaceutical company drugs, specifically the opioid epidemic, which is now responsible for more deaths in the United States than heroin and meth and cocaine and marijuana, all the street drugs combined. Opioids, number one. But hey, it's like the same thing. Like, hey, it's okay that opioids are the number one cause of death through drugs because it's government mandated, baby. It's all good. The government said it's okay, so no worries. But no, that illegal drug, like marijuana that you just maybe smoke and veg out in your parents' basement playing video games, that's the big crime. That guy that sold it to you, that's the guy that needs to get brought down. Not the billions and billions of dollars big pharmaceutical is raking in every year with the most deadly drugs out there, mandated through government insurance. No. You got to stop that guy from selling that plant that grows out of the ground. That's the problem. Of course, that's just one example, but that's how the story goes. But I think that the story is not going to go that way much longer. And by the way, you notice something too. Again, it's like, where is the logical thinking here amongst the public? We have more drugs out there, pharmaceutical drugs out there than ever before. I mean, you get prescribed anything. For anything. You got anxiety, prescription. You got a weird thought in your head, prescription. Everything, prescription, prescription, prescription. But notice, mental health is getting worse. General health is getting worse. So as big pharmaceutical companies get bigger and bigger and bigger and more distributed to the average citizen, notice that the health is getting worse. So health goes down, big pharmaceutical goes up. I think Americans are finally starting to see the picture, and the lawsuits are coming.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it would be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And I'm joined by Count Dankula in studio now for the remainder of the Alex Jones Show. We got an hour left, and we're going to open up the phone lines right now. 1-877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Any questions you have for Count Dankula, we will take your calls for our guest, who is staying in town in Austin. And we got a lot more content coming out with him. But, you know, yesterday we were talking about how nobody is buying the Epstein suicide, right?
Yeah.
Well, his victims had their day in court to testify. Prosecutors wanted them to shut the case down since Epstein is dead. The testimonies obviously got very fierce. Even the New York Times has a headline today, or a headline from, excuse me, a month ago, but Jeffrey Epstein is dead. His victims still deserve justice. Or this had to come out today, guys. I don't know why this, sometimes printing is weird. They put wrong dates on here. Anyway. The point is, as we were saying yesterday, this Epstein story seems to kind of transcend the lines of politics, the two-party partisan politics that everybody's been divided on. People want the truth about Epstein's pedophile island, and they want these victims to have justice.
Absolutely. This was one of the few things that's happened in the last few years that actually unified everyone, regardless of their political persuasion. Everyone was united in this, and no one's buying for a second that he committed suicide. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, there's just no possible way, and all the informed people are saying so. In fact, Justice Department's Inspector General is still trying to investigate the quote-unquote circumstances of Mr. Epstein's death in federal custody. Yeah, we both agreed either they switched him out, faked his death, put him in witness protection, or somehow, some way, some shadow powerful group was able to get people from inside and outside to just cover the whole thing up and kill him.
Yeah, exactly. And it was done to protect other people that were connected to Epstein. They knew their fat was about to go in the fryer, so they wanted rid of him.
And a lot of people want to blame the Clintons. I'm not saying that. I mean, the Clinton body count is a real thing. All the weird coincidences with all the suicides of people they know. I don't think I have one friend that's committed suicide. So the Clintons have 20. But this story, to me, we cannot let it go away. And I just don't see enough energy coming from the Trump administration. Because to me, I mean, who pulls this off, right? Who has the means? Who has the whereabouts, the power, the will to be able to murder this guy in front of everyone's face in a max security prison and then have the media say, oh, it was suicide, don't ask any questions? Like, seriously, people need to know, who has that kind of power? What is this shadow government that's able to pull this off?
I have absolutely no idea. I just know there was people that had a huge invested interest on getting him out of the picture, shutting him up. There was people that absolutely wanted him gone, and the fact that he was taken off, even though it was, I think it was 3 weeks beforehand, he attempted suicide, and then just 3 weeks later, 3 days before it actually happened, I think he was taken off suicide watch. That stinks. That absolutely stinks.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. Even if he's taken off suicide watch, I mean, you would think somebody inside of this jail has enough brains to say, hey, this is still a guy that people want dead.
Yeah.
This is still a guy who is going to be in a very important piece of a major investigation into a huge industrial sex trafficking pedophile ring. Let's keep an eye on this individual. Cameras all go out. Like, every camera in the building goes out, apparently, now. Every security guard on site sleeping. I mean, it's just like, who buys that?
One of the things as well, don't quote me on this, but I believe I read somewhere that one of the lawyers who was representing Epstein's victims was actually came out and says, I believe he's going to be killed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was about a month before the death, too.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, people are... Well, I mean, in his black book, you've got multiple royalties. You've got... I mean, in fact, Leo Zagami went through the little black book that got released that had the numbers on it. He was calling all the numbers. He did this on his YouTube channel, Leo Lion Zagami. And most of the numbers that were tied to individuals were already wiped. So, like, it's just a dead phone number.
Yeah.
But some of the numbers that were tied to the Royals, I mean, he actually was able to get, I forget what it was, but he was actually able to get through to, like, castles and, like, royal people. So the numbers that Epstein had were actual, I mean, those were real clients of his. We're talking about princes and queens and royalty.
This is the thing, is, like, everyone sort of made fun of the whole idea, didn't they, where they says, oh, you know, the elite pedophile rings and stuff like that. You know, you get pedophile rings on every single level. Just because someone is rich doesn't mean that they're not going to be that way inclined. So I don't understand why so many people were scoffing at the idea. I mean, we had an extreme case as well. You obviously heard about Jimmy Savile.
Yeah,
we had something like that. And it turns out there was even people who were like kids TV presenters that were kind of connected to that as well. We had like Rolf Harris and all that. And these are the type of people that people would usually scoff and laugh at the idea of you accusing them of that. But then it all came out, unfortunately, after Savile died, that all of it was true.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people are scoffing at it yet. Almost every year now, we have a new scandal involving powerful people being involved in pedophile rings.
It's almost like it's so nasty. It's almost like it's so harmful to just humanity that people just want to deny it, you know? It's like denying you have cancer or something.
I'm more annoyed for the girls, Epstein's victims, because they are not going to get justice, and a lot of them possibly wouldn't have been victims if the police had intervened sooner. If the police had actually done their job and intervened sooner, then the victim list would not be anywhere near as big.
And look at the lack of coverage from the mainstream media. I mean, they made a big deal out of a helium balloon head, Christine Blasey Ford, making up stories about Judge Kavanaugh. Literally, it was like a whole week or two, total mainstream media focus. And real victims with a convicted pedophile don't get a minute of TV coverage today.
Yeah, they're not interested in speaking to them because they're not interested in what they have to say. This is the funny thing is Epstein would probably be considered the original Me Too movement because you were getting underage girls coming out all the time accusing this man of he molested me, I was underage, I was pressured into sex. Nobody done anything about it. Now, whenever there's a modern Me Too, you know, if it involves, you know, some great big Hollywood person or some other actor, you know, the media are all over it. The media wants to always talk to these victims, you know, her voice should be heard, and that's what you hear all the time. But when it comes to Epstein's victims, that apparently doesn't apply anymore and they're not interested in speaking to them. That's weird.
And Harvey Weinstein's case is getting delayed. It looks like he may even get out of all those charges. You just had the Motion Pictures of, Association of America, one of their top executives, I forget his name, he just got charged with child sex abuse. So, I mean, it continues to come out of Hollywood. But again, it's like, I'm just confused because the media doesn't want to touch it unless somehow they can put the name Trump in there. Like, that's the only time they want to touch it is if they can somehow get Trump in there. But if it's outside of Trump, like, oh, no, Epstein's victims, nah, if we can't blame Trump, we're not interested. Oh, the Motion Pictures of America Association that just got accused of child sex abuse. No, we don't want to do that. Harvey Weinstein looks like he may even get let off. Well, let's forget about that, too. But we'll find something on Trump eventually.
Yeah, you're right. The only time that they're interested, remember when there was pictures of Epstein and Trump together, and everyone was that was the pictures that were all over the media. You know, none of the ones of all the other people he was with, like the Clintons and all that as well. And I think Trump dissociated himself from him a long time ago. I don't know the exact story. Did Trump not kick him out of one of his clubs?
Kicked him out of the club. Did multiple interviews talking about how he liked underage women. Did another interview saying he thinks the Clintons are going to go down for their connections to Epstein too.
I think one of the biggest unanswered questions is, what the hell was that painting?
The Bill Clinton painting?
Yeah, what was that about?
So the blue dress is, there's some debate, but here's what I figured out. The blue dress is either literally a dress that Hillary Clinton wore, that I guess he wore as a joke, or maybe it's a kind of like a nuanced reference to the dress Monica Lewinsky was wearing. And then the red high heels is apparently a symbolism of pedophilia.
Right. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's forget of that. Forget the symbolism. Why would Epstein even have a portrait of Bill Clinton in a dress to begin with? Like, what the hell is that?
I don't know. It's something that I would do to one of my friends if I was just being funny. But see, when there's all this pedophile ring stuff in...
I don't know, man. That
just makes it 100 times weirder.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, the Me Too movement was great until they had to stop it at Jeffrey Epstein. But that's just how the media works. They're a bunch of frauds. We're about to take your phone calls. We've got lines open. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Count Dankula in studio with us. Any questions you have for our guests? Ladies and gentlemen, we have sales happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now on some of our top selling supplements. And we've got a brand new supplement, the Super Silver Skin Cream. The Super Silver Skin Cream, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. There is a scentless one, or there's a grapefruit scent, multiple sizes as well. So check out the brand new Super Silver Skin Cream from InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, check out all of the other great supplements as well. The DNA Force Plus, the Brain Force Plus, the Turbo Force. Read the reviews for yourself. Read the reviews for yourself. Don't take my word for it. People love the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got the documentary, You Can't Watch This, at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's 20% off right now. So you can get the brand new documentary, You Can't Watch This, at InfoWarsStore.com, 20% off. And not only do you support yourself when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, getting the best books, the best documentaries, the best supplements, the best survival gear and food, you support us and free speech. As you know, we are under attack every day. The enemies of free speech want InfoWars shut down. But thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we are still here. And we will not quit. All right. We've got callers on the line. We've got plenty to talk about. If you have any questions for our in-studio guest, Count Dankula, now is the time. Let's start with Lana calling in from Utah. Go ahead, Lana.
Hi. Good morning, Owen and Count. I'd like to welcome him to the country, and thanks for being on for us. I have a couple of comments. First of all, I do love all the supplements. We use pretty much everything you have. I can't wait to get the movie, so I want to put a plug in for that. And then I have two comments. First of all, the UN is meeting in Salt Lake City this week. They're meeting right now. Why? I don't know. We've had military aircraft flying overhead. Some of them do not.
Yeah, you know what, Lana, I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is actually important. I want the crew to try to pull up the story. This is actually, I believe it's the biggest domestic UN meeting ever on U.S. soil. I believe this is the biggest UN meeting ever on U.S. soil.
We didn't get much warning about it either. It wasn't really even reported until late last week. So
what are people in, what are, you're calling in from Utah. Are you in Salt Lake?
I am in Salt Lake.
What are people saying about the UN invading you guys there?
You know, I haven't really talked to anyone about it. Nobody really knew until, like I said, late last week. And they were doing military functions and things like that to protect the UN from the people. But I don't know that really anybody knew about it until very late last week. So if anybody even could gather together and protest it or not.
Yeah, and okay, so there it is. It's the first time it's been in Utah. I guess it was the first time they've ever left New York. I'm not sure of the significance of this. And it's just, you know, there's so much going on right now. Things tend to fall through the cracks. But, I mean, why is the UN having this meeting? Why does the UN have to be here? Who is the UN? I mean, what is this loyalty that we have to the UN? I mean, what do people in the UK think about the UN? I mean, it's pretty much, for the most part, I think people in America don't like the UN. What about in Scotland and the UK?
We don't even really give it a second thought. Like, if you ask the average person in the street, they probably wouldn't even be able to tell you what they think the UN does. Like, really, it's not a big thing over there. I think that's how little of an effect it actually has. No one really cares where I'm from. Some of them don't even know what it actually is.
So it's mostly just kind of ignorance, just what is the UN? Oh, it's just kind of a thing?
Yeah, just kind of meh. That's probably the response you would get.
So, Lana, I mean, I guess it's on day two now. I believe they have one more day of the conferences. So people in Salt Lake City are just kind of shocked. They didn't even know it was coming.
Well, that's how it was for me. I'm not sure about others around me, but yeah, I think so.
Wow. And you're saying what kind of military, are you saying drills or like, what are you saying?
No, we saw military aircraft flying over on Saturday. Several planes. Some of them were not United States planes either. It didn't appear to be. But we were out in our hot tub and we saw them flying over.
Well, we've got it right here, the 68th United Nations Civil Society Conference. You know what? Here's an idea for the UN. Just get lost. How about that? Thanks for the call, Lana. Let's go to Josh in Connecticut. Go ahead, Josh.
How you doing, Count Owen?
Good, thank
Hello?
You. Yep.
I'm calling reference. I buy a bunch of them Space Force shirts, and all the liberals, the libtards, they give me compliments when they see the rainbow and they ask me where I got it.
I'm so glad you called in on this, Josh, because you're so right. I actually was wearing...
They love it.
They do. Everyone loves the Space Force t-shirt. Guys, pull it up. I wore my Space Force t-shirt. I was on a vacation last week. I was back home in St. Louis. You're 100% right, Josh. You wear the Space Force t-shirt out. Everybody loves it. I don't know what it is about that design or the colors, but everybody loves it. I got more compliments wearing that t-shirt out than like any other t-shirt I've ever worn. But yeah, that's the funny thing is I had a couple liberals tell me they liked the shirt and ask me where I got it. I said InfoWars. They literally had like a chronic breakdown.
That's fantastic. That's brilliant.
Isn't that hilarious? But it's like, oh, hey, I like something. And you're like, oh, cool, here's what I got. Oh, I don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, no, you did like it, though.
You need to separate the art from the artist, don't you?
They can't.
Yeah, no, they can't.
They can't do it anymore, which is too bad. I mean, it's like, I mean, I can't stand... Who was it? Was it Robert De Niro? That it was like, Trump's he's a punk, he's a bitch, he's a mutt, he's a dog, like all these insults. Well, there's still some films that I like that Robert De Niro's a good actor. But sorry, Josh. Yeah, the Space Force t-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com, very popular.
One more thing. Beto was changing a tire on, it was a VA truck. I love my truck, but those guys don't want trucks, so what's he doing driving a VA truck?
Gosh, what is Beto doing? He's against climate change. He's driving around a big V8 truck. He's eating cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
How about that fraud?
I have seen that, yeah. That was in fact, AOC even got caught eating burgers as well after going on her big rant about climate change.
And he was eating pizza, too? I mean, how many cows had to fart to make that pizza?
I'm noticing a lot of hypocrisy coming from them. You know, oh, let's save the climate while I drive everywhere in my big truck and fly on private jets and it's easy. Oh, let's help the poor people while I live in a multi-million-dollar mansion. I don't get it.
Or love Trump's hate. By the way, I hate you and I'm going to beat the crap out of you because you like Trump. But love Trump's hate, everybody. Love Trump's hate. We love peace and tolerance. By the way, I'm going to beat your ass because you like Trump. Oh. Me too, me too, me too. Hey, Jeffrey Epstein was sex trafficking 30 women. Oh, I didn't see.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. The surveillance footage from outside Epstein's prison cell is just, it's just glitchy and it's just unusable. Amazing, isn't it? We just have, you know, all these security cameras, all these security guards, this max security jail cell, all this attention on this sex trafficker, and he just offs himself. Nobody knows anything, no camera footage, off suicide watch, inmate taken out of the cell, nothing to see here.
Disappointed, but not surprised.
Amazing. Yeah. Who are these people? Seriously, who are these people that have so much power they can get away with this? All right, we are with Count Dankula. We're taking your phone calls here on the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. Let's just continue down the line here. Let's go with Bill in Wisconsin. All right, Bill, go ahead.
Yeah,
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. I'm calling just because I'm done with Fox. I would only watch them to watch Tucker. I got sick of Hannity when he became a warmonger. But then all of a sudden, Tucker mysteriously disappears for 2 weeks. And then I'm like, all right, he's back on. And then all of a sudden I tune in last night, and he's gone again for the next 2 days, and Brian Kilmeade's filling in.
Oh. You know, look, I'm not going to talk trash on Kilmeade, but he's, you know, he pretty much says whatever I think he thinks is going to sell, because I hear him say things, I'm just like, wow. But I want to be careful here, because I don't want to get Tucker Carlson in trouble or say anything inaccurate, but the rumor is that they basically are kind of threatening Tucker right now, and I guess they don't. Fox maybe doesn't like his coverage, or advertisers don't like his show or something. And so I've heard, again, I don't talk to Tucker Carlson, but I've heard that has something to do with perhaps his show being in the balance because they don't like the powerful content he's putting out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that as well. But the kicker is on Tucker Carlson's show last night with Brian Kilmeade, he had Dr. Mark Siegel on to rebut the JAMA fluoride report. And he, Dr. Mark Siegel, went on Tucker's show and said that fluoride isn't causing low IQ in babies. It's pregnant women with cavities that's causing. Well, I'm serious. And after I saw that, I was like, I can't believe it. He knew he was lying when he said that. You could just see it all.
But that's what I'm saying. I've watched enough of this mainstream news to develop an understanding of the patterns. Like Brian Kilmeade, I think he just says whatever they want him to say. He seems like just kind of an establishment guy. He just wants to be on TV. If he's told to say Trump colluded with Russia, he'll say it. The same thing with Dr. Siegel, right, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem to put him on Fox News whenever they need someone to be on there to go with the establishment line. So, I mean, I don't know, because in the UK, I mean, you pretty much get CNN and the BBC and that's it, right? I mean, there is no Fox News. They got rid of that. Sky News, which is owned by the same people that own Fox, is that broadcast anywhere outside of Britain?
No, but we've got our own version. We've got sort of like Sky News UK. We get international news as well. But then we've got the BBC, who are just state-owned and do whatever the state wants. I don't trust the BBC at all. They've been caught being sketchy far too many times.
Well, and Fox News, which is, you know, the conservative, quote-unquote, cable news program, again, they have to toe a certain line because these are guys that are making millions of dollars going on air, and that's because their advertisers pay top dollar to get into that market. And so they can't report on some things. So maybe they can't even report the truth about fluoride because somewhere, somehow, an advertising deal they have would be negatively affected by it. So we don't have those type of shackles holding us back from reporting here like I believe they have on Fox News. Thanks for the call, Bill. Let's go to Allison in Nevada. Go ahead, Allison.
Hi. I love your show, and I'm really glad that I finally got to be able to talk to you guys. Okay. Sorry, I'm shy. I would like to ask, there's so many, like, hopeless people around me and stuff, and it's like, and even now, there's, like the cyborgs are coming in and stuff, and I don't know how to bring back hope to people and stuff, because it just people are a lot more cynical these days, and I'm sorry.
It's called the black.
It's the black pill. Basically.
The black pill. Yeah, what do you think about that? Because it's definitely a real phenomenon. Allison is talking about.
Yeah, it's a form of just sort of political depression and apathy. People just sort of get to the point where they go, oh, everything's going to be screwed up anyway, no matter what we do. We should stop trying. We should stop doing this. We should stop doing that. And you just end up falling into this of absolute despair, and you just start losing faith in everything. But I don't think that's a path that anybody should go down. I mean, if you get enough people coming together and helping each other out, you can actually make a difference. I mean, look, Trump was anti-establishment. He wasn't chosen, he wasn't bought, and people actually managed to get him into the presidency because everybody came together and supported him. People can make a change, just everybody has to work together in it, and it's really important that you don't give up. You know, as cheesy and cliche as it sounds, hope is a good thing, and you should hold on to it.
Well, and I think too, Allison, I think too, part of that phenomenon is that people have really just lost control over their emotions, and they've lost control over their own psychological development. And so it's really easy to get angry. It's really easy to get frustrated. We all feel these emotions, anxiety, but like these emotions get demonized, and then it's like it becomes, you're put in some basket case situation. It's like, oh my gosh, I have anxiety. Well, everyone has anxiety. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, oh, I need a pill for this. I need a pill for that. So I feel like people are just, they're just losing control of their emotions. They feel like they're losing control of their destiny. Hey, I'm angry. I have anxiety. I'm frustrated with stuff that's going on, but I'm still in control enough of my own self, and then realize that in the larger scheme, I'm not in control of anything. So I think it's just people, they're just, I don't even know how to measure it really. Count Dankula, but I think that it's at a certain level, just it comes down to the mental illness where people just have lost control over the ability to think for themselves and even control their own health or their own physical development.
People absolutely need to have more faith in themselves. That's why, you know, everybody at some point in their life has looked down that black hole of absolute despair, but it's just important that you don't fall in. Mm. But even if you have fallen, you can climb back out.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah,
that's,
I agree with that totally. I've been through some stuff. I don't need to talk about it. Don't worry about it. I'm fine. And also, can I ask you one more thing?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about doing like more research and stuff. And oh, I'm sorry. I need to get something. Okay, I was thinking about doing more research and stuff, but there's so much like false information is out there and stuff. So I just wanted to ask, are there any like guidelines to make sure like you're getting the right information? Because even if you like, you know, read a big book, it could be just from a big fat liar and stuff. I'm sorry.
It takes a long time. Just like anything else you want to do in life. Thanks for the call, Allison. Just like anything else you want to be a master of in life, it takes a long time to understand how to read news, consume news, and then apply news to other news that you're reading or covering. It's just like anything else, like learning how to play the guitar. Like, you can pick it up, you can learn how to play strings, maybe learn some songs, but you still maybe can't understand everything or write your own music until you learn how to do it better. So really, it just, I think, takes time. I mean, I don't know. My news aggregation routine is probably as thorough as anybody else's out there. I don't know what you do to kind of find news or figure out what's real in the world.
As many different sources as I can get my hands on, just to sort of, you know, you'll find that some things line up, some things don't. You know, depending on where you read, you'll see that each place tries to sort of put its own spin on it, which is kind of, you know, if it's left wing or right wing, they'll try and...
Right, which is what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's one of the things you learn from sources is, okay, I know that they're going to kind of spin it this way or they're going to spin it that way.
Yeah, exactly. So just consume as many different sources as you possibly can. And consuming all kinds of information is a good thing.
Yeah.
It was a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what I would say. But I think you're on the right track, Allison. All right, last segment. We'll take more of your calls. Count Dankula in studio. This is the Alex Jones Show. In this break, go to InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Mindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Final segment of The Alex Jones Show, but have no fear. The InfoWars Live broadcastings continue with the War Room. I usually host the War Room weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. But filling in for Alex today, we'll have a fill-in host, Harrison Smith, over there with some other great guests. We're going to continue to take your phone calls now. Let's go to Matt in California. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Good.
Good. I just want to talk to you guys about Bohemian Grove, if you guys are going to do another like expose on them.
Well, it says you worked at Bohemian Grove here on the caller list.
Yeah, they hired me in 2018. And there's a lot of their books. I don't know if you guys looked up their books. You guys had one of their books uploaded on your website, The Rails Around the Grove. Have you looked at that?
I'm sorry, what was it?
The Rails Around the Bohemian Grove.
Rails Around the Grove?
Yeah, you guys had it uploaded on your website at one point, or some InfoWars website. But it says the first trips were sponsored by the German Society Club. And the club they're talking about this is the Scorafia Club. It predates Bohemian Club a little bit. And if you look into the Scorafia Club, you can see it's linked to, like, Aleister Crowley and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the original Illuminati has German Bavarian roots as well. So I made a connection there.
And have you seen, you guys know that they have the mummy of Isis, right?
Well, look, you're going off into a lot of really deep stuff that I don't know if we can really get into here in 8 minutes. But, it's all out there. We've got the books. We still have that book at InfoWarsStore.com, by the way, Bohemian Grove, A Cult of Conspiracy. Look, here's all I'm going to say. Because, again, this is just really deep historical stuff that, I mean, we can't really dive into in a short segment. But basically, when you have elites... And this can be good or bad, but when you have elites that form secret societies or breakaway societies, and they have access to the levers of power and finances, they can do a lot of things behind the scenes that people will never know about. But what I think most of it, from my understanding, that still goes on to this day, it's all about discovering the secrets to life that we're all wondering. And then keeping those secrets for themselves. And then you become the Illuminati or the enlightened when translated. So you're enlightened, you see the light, and the rest of the world is in darkness. And so that's kind of the whole origins of the Illuminati cult. Again, you can say it's for good or for bad, but that's what ends up happening. Thanks for the call, Matt. Let's go to Marty in Colorado. Go ahead, Marty.
Oh, hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Good. Well, a little cliche of me, but long-time listener, first-time caller. I wanted to talk about the Epstein case and kind of like channel my inner Nietzsche and talk about like the religious fabric of society that, you know, has allowed a lot of good things like the rise of the Second Renaissance of democracy, but also could lead to like this pervasion and pedophilia, like the Catholic Church being, I guess, the first one that comes to mind. I'm just wondering, like, what your thoughts on that are. Like, is that worth? Do we give blame where we should give blame to when it comes to the religious fabric society that allows for pedophilia?
Well, I think that it comes down to a human response, just like anything else. Some people get off on the pedophilia stuff. Other people get blackmailed into it. I think that's all coming out with the Epstein thing. So I'm not sure how deep you want to go into that, but.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I was kind of, poking at the point that, none of the first thing when it comes to pedophilia, the first religion that comes to mind are like the Catholic Church or, you know, Islam, of course, but, it seems to be all pervasive throughout all Western religions. And like, I'm wondering if the Western fabric society laid down by religion, Christianity, the Judeo-Christian religions, could lead to this pedophilia being so rampant and big when it comes up to the higher ups.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's mostly just a power thing, a blackmail thing. I don't think the average person that's a Catholic or a Muslim thinks about, you know, children like that or anything like that. So.
Of course. I'm just saying, I wonder...
Hold on a second. What's that?
I don't think the elites really care about religion. I don't think they really care. They might possibly use it as a method of control or something, but as far as religion goes, you know, most religions require you to have a bit of a moral compass in some sort of way. These guys don't...
So, yeah, it's like power. Use religion for control or to create, you know, a podium for yourself to act self-righteous or, you know...
Yeah.
Higher than thou or something.
Yeah, but they don't actually care about it. The only thing they care about is power. They use religion as a means to an end. It's not something that they care about.
But the crazy spin on that too is, I mean, these people believe in something. I mean, you know what I'm saying? To do these rituals and to engage in this form of human control, they have to believe in something, whether that's the devil or just some spiritual anything that humans have the capacity to understand, they're trying to leverage that for their own personal gain. Let's take another call. Let's go to Mac in Colorado. Go ahead, Mac.
Hey, how are you doing, Owen?
Fine, thank you.
All righty. I got talk about Epstein here. So mainstream media is always spinning stuff, so I've got a spin on the story. he's involved in a laboratory out in New Mexico, and some of the things I've seen are they were doing cloning experiments. So what says that guard that nobody seen in the film wasn't a clone that they took in there? They choked the clone. He got in the guard uniform and walked right out of the cell.
Are you following this one?
Yeah, I've heard this variation of the story. The problem is with the way cloning actually works right now is basically you start as a baby. They can clone you, but they
so you can't just clone and be 50 years old or whatever?
Yeah, you can't just clone a 50-odd-year-old man. You could clone someone, but they literally start as a baby. And so unless they, you know, have developed the technology to fast-forward the age as well.
But just think about how insane it is that he has this whole compound where he's trying to, like, seed a new human race and clone himself.
I heard about that. He wanted to seed the human race with his DNA. And I think, I don't know if the underage girl thing sort of factored into that. I don't know if that is what he was trying to achieve it through.
But you got
to
wonder, why, how is somebody even thinking about that? I mean, really, it's like, don't you have to eliminate the human race before you can reseed the human race?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. There's actually been quite a few people in history that have wanted to do that. Yeah, one of them was a guy that I did a video on called Shoko Asahara. He was the leader of a cult in Japan called Om Shinrikyo, and they had a sort of plan to trigger a nuclear war that would wipe out the entire world, and the chosen ones would be all that's left, and then they would restart society.
If you think humans are parasites, then eliminate the parasite to save the host. Of course, if you don't believe that this is all intelligent design created by God, you would probably go down that path of thinking. Have you heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
Is this the one that, I think I've heard of these, is these the ones that advise future earthlings about what you should do in order to make sure society prospers, like keep the world global population under 500,000 or something like that?
Yeah, I think it might be 500 million, maybe it's 500,000, but yeah, it's basically like,
yeah.
And nobody knows who or what they came from, they're just sitting out there, it's like a weird deal.
Yeah. They've got similar things in Japan, where they've got old stones, some of them hundreds, and I think in some cases thousands of years old. Don't build your homes below this point, because they'll get wiped out by a tsunami.
Mm.
That's something that they've done in Japan as well. Obviously,
well,
some people...
Did you know this? Actually, this was a story from the BBC a month ago, but... And maybe you guys can find this. If not, it's okay. They said we have 12 years left to save the Earth. The BBC published a story last month saying we have 18 months now. So we have 17 months left to live. What do you plan on doing?
Probably taking out a bunch of credit cards and maxing them all out because, I'm not going to need to pay them back.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I never thought about that. Mm. Yeah, just max out all your credit cards. You got 17 months left. You'll never pay that down.
Yeah. Exactly. When do you pay it back? May as well just enjoy myself.
So, I mean, but that's the wonderful BBC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great reporting they do over there, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic, yeah.
Count Dankula, where can people find your content?
Count Dankula on YouTube, Count Dankula TV on Twitter. I apologize in advance on my Twitter. Yeah.
No, we're going to, and we'll stay tuned to Count Dankula's Twitter and my Twitter, because I think we're going to be having some fun tomorrow. And the Owen Schroyer press release is officially available on my Subscribestar, only for people on my Subscribestar, subscribestar.com/Owen-Schroyer. That does it for the Alex Jones Show. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. The War Room starts now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.